My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Third and five, pressure right in Prescott's face, letting it go. He's got a man for the touchdown. It's caught by Brandon Cooks.
Dallas in the opener yesterday, pulling away from Cleveland pretty early. 33-17, the final. Prescott, a few hours after it was announced, he signed the largest deal in the history of the league, $60 million a year, 4 years, $260 million, $240 million. He threw a touchdown, was solid, and the Cowboys beat up on a Cleveland team where Deshaun Watson has not looked like Deshaun Watson from the moment the reports about happy endings started to come out. Just has never been the same player. So let me just, I'm assuming most of you didn't see any of this game either. Is there a Brady report on this game? How did he do? I haven't read anything about Brady's debut, Den.
Oh, people hated him. They hated him. He didn't have energy. Apparently he talked robotic and he had like this really weird cadence that was like, and then he would try and like start a point and then like that. It was like this weird like breakups as if he was a legitimate robot who was lagging.
Ugh. All right. Well, I mean, game one, let's see what happens. Dallas's defense wrecked Cleveland. I mean, you know, you had two of the best defensive players in the game in Micah Parsons and Myles Garrett. Parsons ended up with a sack and five quarterback hits on Deshaun Watson. Garrett was pretty effective in the game, too, but Cleveland's offense was really bad. You know, I had the game up on another screen in the room. Is it my imagination, or did Zeke Elliott wearing number 15 look like 25 pounds lighter than we've seen him in recent years? Is there any Cowboy fans, Kenny, Clay, text me on whether or not Zeke Elliott lost a bunch of weight. He looked like a different person. I don't know if it was the jersey number. I don't know what it was. What did he wear when he was in Dallas before? What was
15.
His jersey number?
Yeah, he's always been 15 in Dallas.
15?
Yeah.
He was 15? He looked different. He looked thinner. One game, Cowboy fans get excited, I guess. I will tell you this. I've always been a Mike Zimmer fan as a defensive coordinator. I don't think there's going to be a drop-off there at all. Six sacks. They hit Deshaun Watson 17 times in the game. If they get that kind of defensive performance each week, the Cowboys may not miss a beat. I'm just curious to see what they're going to do in the run game. CeeDee Lamb, 5 catches, 61 yards. They've got their players all signed up now Michael Parsons will be the next one, I would assume. But Dallas starts off with a 33-17 win. They host New Orleans next week. The Saints, which is not part of our highlight package here, destroyed Carolina, scoring 47 against Bryce Young and company. All right, let's go to the Meadowlands for the Giants and the Vikings.
Bunch formation to the right. Oh, it's picked off Van Ginkle. Touchdown. Wow. Andrew Van Ginkle with the interception. And he takes it to the end zone.
Oh, boy. First of all, I don't know how you send a team out in the uniforms the Giants wore yesterday and expect their players to feel good about themselves. I would have never bet the Giants yesterday if I knew they were wearing whatever they rolled out in yesterday. I think the story of this game, because I think a lot of people expect the Giants to be bad, although I thought defensively they were going to be pretty good this year. We'll see. It's 1 week. They're only a 2.5-point underdog here on Sunday. I think the story of the game is Sam Darnold. Darnold has been in bad fits until he got to San Francisco last year. And the discussion about Darnold, I don't know if you followed the 49ers last year's storylines about what was going on, you know, behind kind of the frontline stars, but there were consistent reports at how impressed Kyle Shanahan and company, how impressed they were with Sam Darnold. He signs the one-year, $10 million deal, goes to the Vikings. They draft J.J. McCarthy. He knew they would. McCarthy's out for the year. I think Darnold was going to start anyway. It's the perfect offense for Sam Darnold, the perfect play caller and head coach OC in Kevin O'Connell. They added Aaron Jones, and they have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and they'll certainly have their big tight end when he gets healthy week six, week seven, and is back. They destroyed the Giants. Daniel Jones, two picks, five sacks. It ain't pretty for him, but he gets the team that he's always owned in week two in Washington. We'll see what happens when they get here. Let's go to Atlanta for the Kirk Cousins debut against Justin Fields, who ended up getting the start for an injured Russell Wilson.
Cousins from a collapsing pocket, throws an interception. Dante Jackson in his Steelers debut inside the 20.
So I watched a lot of this game. I was flipping around. I had the quad box up on Sunday Ticket, which I got for the first time, Denton. But there were a couple of things. First of all, Pittsburgh's so nasty defensively. TJ Watt, this is such a hard call. Would you go Watt, Garrett, or Parsons? In order, I think I'd go Garrett and then Watt and then Parsons, but you're not wrong if you go TJ Watt one. He completely wrecked the football game yesterday. If you were, if you had Atlanta or you were rooting for Atlanta, it was not a good debut for Kirk, but I think I mentioned this earlier in the show. Weird what Atlanta did yesterday. He was not under center more than twice. This is the quarterback that has led the league in under center snaps and play action throws. And they had him in the pistol the entire game. There were people surmising that he's not 100% healthy. That may be it. It was tee off time right from the jump because he was in that formation. I was impressed with Bijan Robinson. I'll tell you, George Pickens can flat out play. And Justin Fields, after a couple of early fumbled snaps, 17 of 23, 156, rushed for 57 yards. I don't think there's any chance that Justin Fields gets pulled in week two for Russell Wilson. I think he played well enough, and if you're going to have a future in any one of those two quarterbacks, it's got to be Fields. You have to play Fields, don't you, Denton?
He has to be the one. You can't go back to Russ. Also, do you notice how Russ was inactive but in full pads?
Full pads but inactive. It was weird.
Such a goof.
He really is. I don't think that Pittsburgh, who's been begging for just any kind of offense, and look, they kicked six field goals in the game. That's how they scored. But I don't know how you go away from Justin Fields. He's just way too much of a playmaking threat, which Russell Wilson isn't anymore at his age. Justin Fields is 25 years old. He's one of the best off-schedule running playmaking quarterbacks in the league. You saw some of the same stuff you've seen before. Holds on to it too long, not accurate all the time, but he made plays, and they beat Atlanta in the opener 18-10. Let's go to Miami for the Dolphins and the Jags.
In zone 20, it goes back first and 10 to a Tua Tagovailoa. Armstead the block, and he's going deep. He's caught here.
This, of course, after, you know, the morning of the first Sunday of the season started with Tariq Hill being pulled over for allegedly speeding while driving into Hard Rock Stadium. This was 3 hours before the kickoff. He was placed in handcuffs. There was a verbal altercation that occurred. He was cited for reckless driving. He was released after a few minutes, but the incident was filmed by fans. It went viral. He went out and played, and they rallied from a 14-0 deficit to win the opener 20-17 on a walk-off field goal by Sanders from, I think, 52 yards out. Tua struggled early. They could not run the football against Jacksonville at all, but Hill, 7 catches, 130 yards, and that 80 Gardner Waddle also over 100 yards in receptions, and the Dolphins escaped Jacksonville in the opener. Denton, we both kind of like Jacksonville to bounce back this year. That's one they're going to look back on and really regret. I mean, they're up 14-0. They're shutting out the Dolphins. There was a point in late second quarter, you know, 2:15, 2:30-ish yesterday, where both the Bengals and the Dolphins were getting shut out in their games. Which was crazy based on what we know their offensive potential to be. But it's a good win. It's a gut check win for the Dolphins, given how far back they were. Let's go to last night's game, maybe the game of the day between the Lions and the Rams.
First and goal from the one. It is Montgomery. It is a Detroit Lion overtime win.
I mean, in overtime, Detroit went down the field on the opening drive, 8 plays, 70 yards, 1 pass, and a bunch of David Montgomery runs, including the touchdown run. He was 17 of 91. They rushed for 163 yards against the Rams, who I thought Matt Stafford was outstanding in this game. They were down 14 at one point, came back, actually had the lead. Cooper Kupp in the game, 14 catches, 110 yards and a touchdown. And I just want to mention that Tyler Johnson played yesterday for the Rams. He only had, he's had like 4 or 5 total catches. When he came out of Minnesota, Denton, remember a few years ago, I thought he was going to be a star. He got drafted by Tampa. He was with Brady those first couple years. He had a good year in one of Brady's years in Tampa, but he had a really good outing last night. 5 catches, 79 yards. Two really good teams last night battling it out. The Lions won it 26-20 in overtime. Let's go to Seattle for Michael McDonald's debut, as was the debut in Seattle for Bo Nix, the Denver quarterback.
Lead. And this offense, headlined by Geno Smith, is suddenly rolling. Smith has a man wide open. It's Charbonnet. And a Sunday stroll into the end zone for Seattle.
So Seattle facing, you know, their former AFC West division rival in the game, the Denver Broncos. And Bo Nix, you know, like Caleb Williams and a little bit less than Jaden Daniels, struggled a bit. He threw 2 picks. The average completion was for 3.3 yards, 26 completions for 138 yards. That's hard to do, boys and girls. Denver, you know, kept it close. You know, Seattle's got weapons on offense. Kenneth Walker was over 100 yards. I like Zach Charbonnet, too. Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, Smith Njigba. They got Noah Fant at tight end. This is a team to watch this year. It's 1 week, but remember, you're 2 years removed from them being in the postseason. You got a new coaching staff, understood that, understand that. But good start for Seattle to get that win. And, you know, a lot of what I think people thought Bo Nix would be at the pro level, a lot of short line of scrimmage throws, apparently. How do you complete 26 balls for 138 yards?
It's almost impressive.
It's almost impressive. Good way to put it. Let's go to where are we going next? Let's go to Tennessee for the Caleb. Go to Chicago, excuse me, for the Caleb Williams debut.
Stonehouse with pressure, a block. It's scooped up by the Bears. Back the other way, Jonathan Owens. Touchdown, Chicago.
Chicago in the game was down 17-3. They had a block punt for a touchdown. They had an interception return for a touchdown in the second half. There wasn't one offensive touchdown on the day for the Bears. The interception return was off just a horrendous play by Will Levis. But Caleb Williams in his debut, 14 of 29 for 93 yards, 3.2 yards per average completion, in a game where clearly he struggled and was a little bit uncomfortable, but they won the game. They did have a two-point conversion off of that interception return that made it 24-17, a little sprint-out throw that he had, I'm not a big Will Levis guy. That was one of the worst plays you'll see all year. He's falling to the ground, and he just flicks it out to the left flat, and it gets picked and returned for a touchdown. It looked like the Bears were going to lose their opener, but they rally like Miami did from two touchdowns down to win their home opener. Let's go to the gym. Where are we going next? We're going Buffalo for the Bills and the Cardinals. Talk about another comeback. Here was what the phenomenal quarterback, Mr. Allen, did for the Bills.
Empty backfield. Allen toward the end zone. Pick! Touchdown, Bills. Mac Collins.
So they were down in this game at one point by two scores to the Cardinals, who looked really good early. They jumped to a 17-3 lead. Josh Allen brings them back. Allen on the day, 18 of 23, 232, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Rushed for 39 yards and two more touchdowns. After week one, if you were to say MVP front runner, it would be Josh Allen. It's just 1 week. James Cook looked good, but give Arizona credit. They were in this game. Kyler Murray just making a lot of plays with his legs and with his arm. And in the debut, Marvin Harrison Jr., the number four overall pick, one catch, 4 yards. But the Bills survive with kind of a new-look offense. Keon Coleman, the rookie from Florida State, 4 catches, 51 yards in replacing Stephon Diggs. Curtis Samuel, if you're interested, 2 catches, 15 yards for Curtis. What about the Jim Harbaugh debut for the Chargers at home against the Raiders?
San Diego with the Toreros, now USD, here's 3rd and 6.
The aggressive approach.
McConkey sidesteps, got a first down, he's in the end zone! The rookie scores!
Yeah, the rookie from Georgia, Ladd McConkey, 5 catches, 39 yards, and a touchdown. How about J.K. Dobbins for the Chargers? A guy that hasn't been able to stay healthy, couldn't in Baltimore. They basically have Baltimore's backfield. They have Dobbins and Gus Edwards out in L.A. Herbert, solid, tough defensively, the Chargers are. Should we really bet against Jim Harbaugh as an NFL coach in year one or wherever he goes? He seems to turn it around as fast as anybody else does. Good win for them, 22-10 over the Raiders. And then the upset of the day in Cincinnati, where Jacoby Brissett and the Patriots went in and got a win.
The second quarter. Running play. It's Stevenson. Touchdown. Patriots strike first.
Yeah, struck first, struck second, and won in Cincinnati, 16-10. The Bengals coughed up the football a couple of times, once going into the end zone. Jacoby Brissett, 15-24, 121 yards. That was it. A lot of very low passing yardage outputs yesterday in week one, but Stevenson rushed for a buck 20. By the way, if you're wondering, Antonio Gibson, 7 carries, 18 yards in the game. That was it. And New England, in Jerod Mayo's debut, they pull off the biggest upset. We talked about it early in the show. Basically ruined every survivor pool. 34% of the survivor pool participants had Cincinnati in the big circus survivor pool out in Vegas. Big upset happens all the time. Happens a lot in week one. Cincinnati seems to start off slowly every year. All right, we'll finish it up with a couple of last thoughts on the...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The season opening loss yesterday, right after these messages. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh.
I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.